let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. It's the charming children's book from Tina Heinrich, The Lumpa-Rupper. So what is a Lumpa-Rupper? How did the creature get its name? Well, the delightful story unfolds in Tina's book. Tina grew up in Kansas City, earned a B.S. in biology from Baker University, her teaching certificate from Emporia State University, and her master's from Emporia. Tina taught middle school science but quit to be a stay-at-home mom. She also coached high school JV volleyball and played softball. After moving to Wichita, she coached soccer and spent 19 years as an adjunct biology professor at Butler Community College, and now pursuing her passion, writing. Tina Heinrich, author of The Lumpa-Rupper, is with us on This Week in America. Tina, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks. I appreciate the chance to be on.
It is so much fun to have you on and talking about your books. Tina is also the author of The Adventures of Flopsy and Flathead. That's available as well at bookventure.com and the bookstore. Information, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about this story, and then we'll get in. There's a mystery, sort of a mystery as you go through the book and trying to figure out who the Lumpa-Rupper is. How did this whole story begin? How did the idea start?
Oh, well, we have this little dog that's a Chihuahua, actually. She takes on the characteristics of a wiener dog more than a Chihuahua. But she's long and cute and adorable, and everybody loves her, and she seems to be able to get away with anything.
As we find out as the story unfolds, the picture, by the way, of Tina's dog is on the video version of the program, which you'll find if you go to This Week in America, hit the videos icon, and that will take you to YouTube, or just go to YouTube and look up our channel, This Week in America, and you'll see the actual picture of the dog. Tell me about the characteristics of the dog, which we come to fully understand as we're reading the book. But this dog is full of energy. Is that your dog in real life as well?
Oh, yeah. Every morning I get out there with our German Shepherd and the little one, Phoebe, and I play ball with them. And the Shepherd's real good at returning the ball, but she chases after that ball, chases it down, and rips the skin off. So I have to get over there to get to her before she totally destroys the ball.
And some of that personality,
by the way.
Yeah, and some of that personality comes out in the book. When you were thinking about this story, I mean, you've got this dog, and obviously the creative energies are at work in trying to come up with a story. How did you put this story together? It's a very cute story, a charming story, and it's got a conclusion, and it's got, as I say, an element of mystery in it. How did you put the story together?
Well, I think it started first of all, I knew she was a cute dog, and she does a lot of funny things, but I really got the idea for the story when I was trying to make my bed, and I made my bed and turned around and started to go out of the room. And I turned back around, and there's a big old lump in my bed. I thought, what? Didn't I put the pillows where they belong? And so I just made up the name. And I guess since mostly adults would be hearing this, they wouldn't spoil what it means to the kids, but she lumped up the bed. So she was a lumper upper. But I changed the story, so it was the title, to make it a little more secretive.
Well,
and
yes,
curious.
And there will be a lot of people that will realize they've got Lumpa-Rumpers in their homes as well and be amused by the story. The pictures tell a lot, just like in the other book, which was illustrated by your son, The Adventures of Flopsy and Flathead, the Lumpa-Rupper, pictures in their illustrations, which, again, really enhance the story, don't they?
Yeah, I think that for a child to really be interested in a book, the pictures have to be pretty bright and right out there where it draw their interest, and they want to know what's going on next, and they stick with the story, and it's a good introduction to reading.
Yes, and the pictures are there, and they really take fully illustrate what you're talking about in the text. Talk about your writing style in this and how you went about and maybe the number of drafts you went through to get just the right number of words that adequately tell the story.
Well, I don't want to talk about the number of drafts, but somehow I just got to talking about myself as being the one that talks to her, because I do talk to her a lot, and I think she understands me.
Yes.
So because I think that she understands me, surely I would have to write the story in a way that I'm talking to her and she knows exactly what I'm saying.
I think anybody, yes, any dog owner or any cat owner as well can sort of relate to what you're talking about. It makes perfect sense. We're talking about the book, The Lumper Rupper. Tina Heinrich, our guest on the program. That's H-E-I-N-R-I-C-H. The book is dedicated to your granddaughters. Talk about that. This has to be a real kick for them to enjoy the book and then have the book dedicated to them.
Oh, yeah. They're both sweet girls. One is 5 and the other's 15 months. The one who's 15 months doesn't talk much, but her idea of, she knows how to get across that she likes dogs. She'll always just start panting, you know, like that whenever
yes.
she sees a dog or thinks you're talking about a dog. And, of course, the older one, she loves to play with the dogs and is trying to figure out how to throw the ball. And they both like throwing the ball, even the little one. And they just love to watch dogs play, and they love to cuddle up with them and pet them. And that's pretty much why I would dedicate it to them. They're so sweet, and they love to interact with the dog.
And like with your young three boys when you wrote the first book, The Adventures of Flopsy and Flathead, with the granddaughters, this is like a family experience, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I like to write things from actual life experiences. I mean, I have some other books out there that are from life experiences. And I have more Lumper Rupper stories that are from life experiences. So that's the easiest way for me to write, is just from what happens in life.
You know, it's interesting because as you mentioned that, I'm sure every day is like another book unfolds as you're spending your life with your dog, and things happen in real life that would be very, very entertaining in a book.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But not all experiences are going to end up in a book, but I like to find the humor
that, yes.
in things. And so when I find something funny and I'm in the mood, I'll sit down and try and put it down in writing.
Where and when did this interest in writing? As a young child, did you read a lot?
Well, interestingly, as a child, kind of had a, oh, my parents divorced when I was young, and they never really, neither one read to me. And so when I had kids later on, I got real excited about reading to my kids, because it's like it's the first time I got children's books. And I'd sit down there and read to them, and I'd put the emphasis in and get just as excited about the book as they would, because that's an experience I didn't have when I was younger.
When did you decide, this looks like fun, I think I could do this. When did you decide I'd like to try writing?
I don't know. I've written ever since I was little. Maybe even, I remember the first essay I wrote was in middle school, 7th grade, and the teacher thought it was great. And I even remember the title, Free at Last. It's about us kids escaping from our fenced-in backyard. But, you know, I've always written on the side, and a lot of it's just kind of been set aside and never published. Well, in fact, most of it.
Well, yeah, and now you're getting into that. You're going back 20 years when you originally wrote The Adventures of Flopsy and Flathead, and that's been republished and reissued, and that's available at Amazon, at Book Venture. Again, you'll get information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, as well as information on the book we're talking about, The Lumper Rupper. What are some of the books? Are you working on some books now?
Yeah, I have a few on my computer. I have maybe 4 or 5 more in a series on the same dog, Phoebe. I have some other projects in the works on my computer.
You know,
aren't published yet.
Yeah, we talked about the children's books. Are you interested in writing in other genres as well?
I have written other books, but like I said, it's mostly from life experiences, and sometimes I do some stuff in poetry, and other times I'll find a really interesting story about some people I have known, and I'll put that down in writing. Now, I have a couple of those. I call them kind of short biographies. I'm also working on, well, my son, the one that illustrated Flopsy and Flathead, he's also a musician, and I'm working on a little play that would probably go over well in high school, but I haven't got that one out yet. It's that takes a while to get to the bottom of it, you know, but it's,
yes.
It would be pretty cool. But the children's books, they're fun. I've got four or five of those on my computer that I have that are written, but it's the, like I said, to make a children's book go, you really have to have some pretty good illustrations.
Yes, to go along with that, and you do in both of the books, including the one illustrated by your son Josh, who was just 9, 10 years old at the time when you did the illustrations for The Adventures of Flopsy and Flathead. Do you set aside time to write? How is that become a discipline, or is it something you enjoy and it sort of fits into your day on a natural basis?
Well, I'd like to say it's a discipline, but it's not really. It kind of goes with when I'm in the mood, and it's usually in the evening. It's like, oh, that was kind of funny today, so I'll go down, you know, to my computer, which is not online. It's just more or less like a high-tech typewriter. But
yes.
And I will write the stories out then.
Yeah, sort of an expensive legal pad that you've got so you can go to and put the story down.
You'd be surprised. It's been around since 2009. It's like a Windows XP, and it's hung in there because I think it hadn't been online.
Well, that's exactly it. That will last forever. If you're looking for it to break to get a new one, chances are you're gonna have this one with you for quite a while. Do you still read quite a bit?
I read quite a few different books, but I also have some other hobbies that kind of take my time up, such as I like to quilt and I like to play pickleball, which is going to be one of my stories about Phoebe, because when I practice at home, she plays pickleball with me. But
I was picturing that as you mentioned that, so I'm waiting for the book and the illustration on that.
Oh, yeah. I practice against the wall, and she just goes nuts. And she works really hard to steal it from me, which she'll get the ball. But and then, you know, another one about her, I haven't decided whether to call it I Ain't Sharing or I'm Not Going to Share.
I like either one of those.
Since ain't and sharing is exactly the perfect English, I'm debating that.
Well, it captures your attention, though. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
What's this whole experience been like for you in going back and revisiting The Adventures of Flopsy and Flathead and writing the book on the lumper-upper on your dog? What's this been like? I assume this has to be a great deal of enjoyment for you.
Well, it's kind of fun to, you know, since I live it, it's just, it's reliving the experience, I guess, but I really enjoy seeing other people and kids like the book, you know. And if even my husband, who read the book, he said, oh, I'm gonna have to get 1,000 of these. And it's hard to believe that a grown man would like it that much, but my granddaughter, she likes it. You know, I think when with my own family, it's a little bit more of a biased opinion, because they know the dog and they knew the chickens and Flopsy and Flathead, and so I can't say that it's as you know, they love it, of course.
Yes.
But
yes.
I would like to say that others would love it too, without knowing the dog or the chickens, but maybe being able to relate to their own dog or their own little pets that maybe went through similar experiences.
Well, and those experiences are certainly relatable, and I'm sure that will be the reaction of others. You mentioned the projects you're working on, a minute or so left in the program. Any close to publication? Any others that will be coming out soon?
Well, the written part is done, but the illustrations, I'm really slow at writing. And like on the Lumper-Upper, I did the illustrations, but they had a professional illustrator at Book Venture who took my illustrations and added the color and the design a little better than I could have done, because mine was just kind of a pencil and colored colored marker or colored pencil drawings, and they just weren't good enough for a book. And so he took the basic design and made it much better what you see in the Lumper Upper. So I like to do my own drawings, but it takes me a long time to do it, and the professional book venture or the publisher would have to finish it off.
Well, you do an excellent job, a very talented writer and illustrator, as is your son, Josh, and it's been a pleasure having you on the program. This program, to talk about the Lumper Upper, Tina Heinrich, our guest on the program. The first show we did with Tina, we talked about the adventures of Flopsy and Flathead. You'll find the video version of that on our YouTube channel. You'll also find the audio by going to thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll click on there, and you'll get audio of past shows, including this interview and the first interview we did with Tina. Tina, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Best of luck with the future project. Hopefully something fairly soon. Just keep me posted, and we'll talk again about it. But the two books, Lumper Upper and The Adventures of Flopsy and Flathead, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, too. I enjoyed it.
Tina Heinrich, our guest on the program, author of The Adventures of Flopsy and Flathead and The Lumper Upper, both books available at bookventure.com at their bookstore. Information, of course, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.